Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and German Chancellor Angela Merkel met in the Black Sea coast city Sochi, not far from Georgia and its breakaway provinces, to discuss the unfolding events of the last week. Mr. Medvedev said Georgia was not likely to bring Abkhazia and South Ossetia back into the fold. Mr. Medvedev said that after what happened the past 7 days, it is unlikely Ossetians and Abkhazians will ever be able to live together with Georgia in one state. All week, Russian troops have been driving Georgian forces out of the regions, and Mr. Medvedev said Russia will leave it up to the separatists to decide their future status. German Chancellor Angela Merkel echoed the words of U.S. President George Bush, saying Russia's response to Georgia's attack on South Ossetia was disproportionate, and said Russian troops staying in the area is not sensible. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met for 5 hours with Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili in Tbilisi Friday to bring what a U.S. Department of State official called clarifying explanations regarding the French brokered truce. The Georgian president said he signed a ceasefire agreement with Russia. Secretary Rice emphasized that all Russian troops must return to the positions they held before the conflict began. An emotional Saakashvili said he will never ever surrender in the showdown with much larger Russia. The recent violence was the worst to break out since South Ossetia declared independence from Georgia in 1992. Separatists in Abkhazia took control of most of the province from Georgia in 1993. For VOA News in Moscow, this is Emma Stickgold.